welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. As we roll into July, new legislation takes effect in South Dakota, including bills that pave the way for lawmakers to study in depth some of the more complex issues in the state. Senate Bill 3 authorized the Special Education Interim Study Committee. State Representative Nancy Rasmussen chairs that committee, which holds its first meeting in July, and she's joining us now on the phone with a preview. Representative Rasmussen, thanks for being here.
Yes, thank you for your invitation. I am so pleased to visit with you today.
Let's talk a little bit about the history of this topic, because this is part of continuing or ongoing work for the state legislature. What do South Dakotans need to understand about what came before and how we got to this committee?
Well, that is a great idea to start with the history. Last year, there was a special education task force, which studied special education and the extraordinary cost fund, which are special funds for schools to request if they should have a special needs student in their school with high demand. And so that committee met three times last year. And that was a 13-member group, and they came forward with four bills and a concurrent resolution. And one of the requests was to form a special education task force to look into special education in a deeper way. And that was the creation of Senate Bill 3. And so we have five special points that we are going to be looking at on July 11th, and hopefully we find some new things to implement the best way to care for our special needs students.
And I think that's important for listeners to understand, too, is that in the bill itself, really the scope of the committee, the purpose of the interim committee is clearly defined. What are some of the things that you'll be looking into with this more in-depth study? Where do you want to begin there?
Well, the first thing that we are asked to address is to examine the diagnostic tools and the assessments that are used to identify a student who needs special education or special education and related services. And I think that's important for everyone to understand that some students, there are six levels that students are put into categories depending on the severity of their issue or conditions. And some students need in or out of classroom supports in education, but there are other students who have more needs, and that might need a speech therapist, an occupational therapist. So those are the related services that would go along with the special education. So that's the first thing that we will be looking at on the 11th. And the next one is to examine the disability categories. And as I said, there are six of them. And there are some categories that are rising at a higher rate than others. Autism is one. And then to review the eligibility requirements. And last year, a lot of this was covered. Linda Turner did from the Department of Education did a wonderful job. And I would encourage anyone who's interested to go back to the 2018 committee and listen to those sessions. Great background on how those needs changed. At, you know, one time there were two categories, and now there are six.
All right. And
you want me to continue?
Yeah, well, then we move into this notion of, so we've talked a little bit about, you know, diagnosing kids and figuring out who needs services, what kind of services, how those are broken out into categories. And then we get into the funding level areas as far as which ones are sort of taking some of those funds. And that's a big area of evaluation as well, isn't it?
Correct. And the increase to teacher funding a couple of years ago gave increases to regular education, but did not give that same raise of funds in special education. So to me, it's a double need.
Some challenges.
We have categories that are rising in autism, and when you have students that need extra occupational therapy or speech therapy, especially with the distance between schools. Right. We have a lot of rural schools, and that is an issue. So then they're going to examine the common cost, or we are going to examine the common cost associated with the Extraordinary Cost Fund application. Schools need to apply for those funds, and some students need to be put or placed out of their district, and that raises the cost of caring for those students, and we take responsibility for those students until they're 21.
Right.
And then we're going to try and develop some recommendations to address the rising costs and the needs.
As we've spoken with other lawmakers who are part of this kind of process, one of the themes we hear again and again is to go into these meetings as committee members without any preconceived notions, with an open mind and a blank slate that tell us what we need to know, trying to see things from a new perspective. Is that how you intend to sort of approach? I mean, there's a lot of great history, but now you move into the July 11th meeting. Are you recommending committee members, set aside what you know and just listen before you make recommendations? How does that work for you from a leadership perspective?
I think that it's going to take our entire group plus the speakers that we will be listening to on the 11th, and then we will be hearing from the Department of Ed on our second meeting. And I think that that will be a group effort. And I'm hoping that we can work really hard. In the beginning, last year, and when Senate Bill 3 was going through the legislature, it was intended that this interim group would be studying special education for 2 years. Oh. And I think that that would have been the best way to have accomplished this. So we are tasked with a big issue with less time. And so that bill was amended in the House Education to 1 year with a sunset clause on it. So having, I know the history of it, I feel just a little sad that we're only going to be spending a year on an issue that is as big as special education.
Right. It's a big task set ahead of the group, for sure. This is a committee made up of, superintendents and school board members, lawmakers, a parent, faculty members. Tell me, when the committee like that is assembled, what's the value of having that diverse point of view in different committee members?
I think whether it is this committee or anything else that we study, you just need to have diversity, just hopefully that we can see all sides. I might think of something that would be important where you would determine that something else would be important that I had not thought of. So I think you just need diversity in whatever we do. So I'm excited with the new people that we are going to be asking to address the committee on our first meeting. They are not from the Department of Ed, so that is a part of my desire that we have some new people speaking this year that did not speak last year. We will have some information that we heard last year again, but we have a new committee. Right. Senator Boland, who is the vice chair of the committee, is the only person on the committee that was on last year's committee. So, and so we've got a new group and new thoughts
and new solutions, hopefully. Some fresh new ideas.
Hopefully new solutions, yeah.
What kind of public input are you looking for? Who do you want to hear from as far as some of the stories that help illuminate the challenges ahead?
Well, I think anybody who would like to share their story. I think that a lot of the issue is going to be on funding.
Right, yeah.
And in one area that that we are not discussing, which I wish we could, but that's not the scope of the study that was given to us, is how are we going to find individuals to work in our school systems to be support for the rising number of special needs cases or issues in our schools. We can provide the funding, hopefully, but if we don't have people on the other end to give the care and be teaching or therapists, that is an issue all on its own.
The challenges of such an important and complex education philosophy here in South Dakota continues to change and evolve. Representative Nancy Rasmussen, thank you so much for being here with us today. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you.